Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
Queensland tourism icon has got the rough end of the pineapple, they're saying in Courier Mail today. What? The Big Seven, so the best big, you know, the big things around the country.
Big things, yeah.
Best tourist attractions, they're saying. And in at number three, the Big Prawn in New South Wales. I've never been to the Big Prawn. Have you been to the Big Prawn?
Oh, my God, I sure have. They're in Ballina. They've just relocated it. They've just given it a tart up, the fiberglass. What a place. I once stood in the eye there for about half an hour. It was fascinating.
Wow.
The Big Prawn eye with a mate of mine.
Okay. Number six is one I haven't heard of before. In Queensland, the Big Rum Bottle. Where's that?
At Bundaberg.
Yeah. Oh, what is wrong with me? Of course it is. I thought it was a Gordy's house.
Gumboot there? Isn't the big gumboot up at Golden Gumboot? The big gumboot at Tully gets the
I've
most
never
rain
seen that
of
one.
The year.
Okay. Oh, I get it. I see what they've done there. Yeah. What's the one?
Is the big merino there at around Goulburn?
Yeah, Goulburn. There's a you know the fighter jet that's just stuck outside a motel when you're on your
Amberley?
Way to the yes. No, yes. No. On there's the way to the, when you go to the Ipswich 6, the Ipswich.
Yeah, just past Amberley around the corner on the way to Willowbank, yeah.
Yes, yeah, Willowbank, yeah.
What's that called? The big plane?
No, that's just called, I think that's just called Tiger Airways, mistake.
We landed on a post, amazing.
Yeah. In at number two, shockingly, is the big pineapple.
Is that still going?
Now, I've never been to the Big Pineapple. Oh, have you ever been to the Big Pineapple?
Oh, my God. I reckon it was started in the early 70s. And despite the fact that my father worked at Golden Circle for 36 years, he still somehow wound up the courage and took the children. So you work at a pineapple factory your whole life. And on holidays up the coast, we went to the Big Pineapple. Like in the mid-70s with all four kids in the Kingswood, no seatbelts in the back. We go to the Big Pineapple and ride around this crap train. Looking at pineapples in the... Why?
Yeah. I've never been to it. But the big banana has taken out top spot.
It's the best big thing in Australia.
Yeah. I think, and of the ones I've been to, I thought the big pineapple... It's in Coffs, isn't it? In the big banana is fantastic.
Chocolate-coated banana. Did you have one of them?
Yeah. I also had banana smoothie.
I had a spew five minutes after having that. Banana on a chocolate on a hot car, no aircon.
Stop making this about 70s car.
Well, that's the only time I don't go to them anymore. Look, who takes their kids now to big things? Anyone?
Oh.
Must be some. Or am I, have I hit a raw nerve? What did they base all this on? Number of visitors?
No, they've gone, and they've done a survey as well. The big Ned Kelly, that's good for kids. You see that there, kids? There's a man who put a bucket on his head and shot at police.
What did you used to do? Climb up his leg? Could you go all right up into his mask? How big?
It's huge.
All right, I'll say to you, kids. Okay, I've got two kids. Let's say I got two or three kids. Kids, what do you want to do today? Do you want to go to Dream World or do you want to go to the Big Pineapple? Ooh, Dad.
Pineapple.
Well, you'll have to give me some thinking music.
Pineapple.
Ben from Ipswich, you've got some news about the Big Banana.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, not bad, mate. What is it?
Yeah, I was at the Big Banana one time and I read on a sign there that their banana smoothies don't contain real bananas.
That's a shocking revelation.
What is it? What's in them? Plastic ones?
No, I have no idea. It looked like it was just the syrup, but I figured like there was a field of bananas there and they couldn't be bothered going to put real bananas in it, so I would not have the clue.
Do you know what, Ben? If I had to do a list of the top 100 places where I thought you could get actual banana in a banana smoothie, I'm pretty sure the Big Banana might be top of the list.
That's what I thought too. But
you've opened everyone's eyes. Well done,
you know,
Ben.
Apparently they don't use real rum at the Big Rum Bottle either.
No. Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Thank you, Ben. We've started an investigation. We've got the Current Affair Orchestra. Strike them up. I mean, because, Marto, it started with a very innocuous story in the Courier Mail today. All it said was, pineapple crushed by bananas appeal. There'd been a survey done, I believe, on whatif.com, and then about some other travellers, about the best big thing, you know, the big pineapple, the big rum bottle, the big mango. And number
the
one.
The big mango. I forgot about the big mango. Yeah.
The big pineapple had been taken over for the number one spot by the big banana.
Dodgy.
Hold off with the dodgy there. Hold on, we haven't discussed why we wanted to play, why we're doing this investigation.
I just think it's dodgy.
We were trying to stand.
Yes, that's a dodgy decision.
Yeah, that's true. We were trying to stand up for the Queensland landmark, which of course is the big pineapple. And I said I hadn't been to the big pineapple, but I had been to the big banana and I'd enjoyed a number of banana-based treats.
And we were happy to leave it there. I said I didn't really like the chocolate and banana. Made me spew out of Mum and Dad's Kingswood in 74. And that's okay. We were happy to leave it at that.
But then we received a call, didn't we, Brendan?
We did. Mm. Ben from Ipswich had this to say.
Ben from Ipswich, you've got some news about the Big Banana.
Yeah, I was at the Big Banana one time and I read on a sign there that their banana smoothies don't contain real bananas.
Ooh, a shocking revelation.
What is it? What's in the plastic ones?
I have no idea. It looked like it was just the syrup, but I figured like there was a field of bananas there and they couldn't be bothered going to put real bananas in it, so I would not have the clue.
Do you know what, Ben? If I had to do a list of the top 100 places where I thought you could get actual banana in a banana smoothie, I'm pretty sure the big banana might be top of the list.
That's what I thought too.
Apparently they don't use real rum at the big rum bottle either.
No. Oh, yes they do. Yes, they do.
Dodgy.
All right, that was very early this morning, Marta.
Why wouldn't you start an investigation based on that?
Play the give the trip. Go the Current Affair music, please, again. Current Affair Orchestra.
See, here at a Current Affair, we like to have both sides of the story. Of course, we heard that from our listener, and now it's time
to go to Michael, who is the official general manager of the Big Banana. He's the biggest banana at the Big Banana.
Big Banana.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, how are you?
Well, we do like Coffs Harbour. It's almost good enough to be in Queensland. And a lot of Queenslanders driving down the Pacific Highway. Stop in there. You realise that. Have you heard the allegation?
A lot of Queenslanders. Yeah.
I heard the allegation.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It's crazy. He's saying he read a sign.
Yeah, that's bizarre. I don't know how long ago he was there. Did he mention how long ago it was that he
could have been last century? We didn't date it.
Yeah, before the banana opened, maybe or something. I'm not sure. Definitely fresh bananas. We've got our own banana plantation, and sometimes things change where we can't put our own bananas. Like we just had two East Coast Lowe's go through Coffs Harbour in the last, in June. Yeah. And we have gone through a point where we've had to source other fruit, local fruit, but always fresh bananas.
Michael, are you using Queensland bananas there at the moment?
Oh, no, we absolutely avoid, no, as far as we're aware, no Queensland bananas.
Dodgy!
Yeah. Hey, Michael. Have you got a mascot? Is there a bloke or a woman runs around in a banana suit there at any stage?
We don't have a banana suit. No, we've got Max the Monkey's our mascot.
Dodgy!
No, we love Max the Monkey. He does a great job. Hey, okay, Michael. The Big Banana at the Big Banana, the man who is in charge of the Big Banana and does a great job there at Coffs Harbour. One last question before we let you go. What is the big ticket item today? If I was going to go today to the Big Banana, what's happening?
Heaps happening, but the biggest ticket item is our new water park, which we opened late last year. Yeah, we've got a big water. So it's a fun park now. It's a Big Banana fun park. So
what is it, a water slide that goes, is it like a banana peels open and you slide through that, or what have we got?
Not yet, but you never know. But no, it's just we've got four big thrill slides there now, plus a big kids' aqua play area.
God, you break up the trip. It breaks up the trip nicely, doesn't it, if we were leaving, going from Brizzy down to Sydney. It's a lovely little stopover.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we've got mini golf, laser tag, ice skating, toboggan rides, water park, and a new attraction coming in a couple of months. So there you go.
Got any animals?
What sizzle? Well, we'll get you back on for that. That is...
Yeah. Any animals there, Michael? Because I know the Big Pineapple's now got a bit of a wildlife park operating.
Yeah, no, not actually in containment, but we've got, plenty of, obviously, natural animals running around. But,
and, of course, Max the Monkey.
We don't actually have any on show or anything.
Max the Monkey does that job, mate. Max the Monkey's doing all the hard
work. You still doing
the
chocolate-dipped bananas?
Absolutely. More popular than ever. They'll hundreds of thousands of them.
Never had any feedback that little kids are spewing after they eat them?
No, we make it much better now. I guarantee you wouldn't spew again.
Right. Yeah, because back in the 70s, they used to make them with asbestos, which you don't do that anymore. Michael, you're a champ, mate.
Congratulations on your win.
Yeah, well done, buddy.
Thanks very much. We appreciate the call.
It's good stuff. Look, you've got to give them credit, Marto. They're always constant expansion at the Big Banana, and that's fair enough too. Well played.
But seriously, how do you reckon it sounded?
Pretty. Let's do it. Play your dodgy.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
Last night you had your last episode for this season of your Rugby 360 show live on Foxtel, all about rugby. You've already had one Red Bull. You're threatening to have a second because you went out after the show as well.
Well, we had to. It's the last show. 40 weeks of doing that show every Wednesday night. I just thought, yeah, we better have a couple of beers.
Yeah, so you
feel great now.
You did the show in about 2 hours sleep, and now you've had one, which is fair enough. But I like to tune in towards the end of the show because it's live. Because that's when your tiredness and whatever you drink before you go on starts to kick in. And I thought last night, towards the end of the show, it really, really started to go off the rails.
Rugby 360.
Man, welcome back to Rugby 360. Yeah, it's the last show of the series. I know it's emotional. I've been crying for months. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to the people that dropped the charges. Look, we've all had times in our life where we've been in the park with nothing on. And sometimes you might accidentally fall into the lap of a couple having a picnic. But the police saw it my way. Well, they didn't really, but you guys didn't press charge, so thank you for that. No, I got one more thing to say.
Regrets.
I've had a few. Like the time I had a spew on Stilo. But through it all, much more than this. No, not shut up. I did it. Murder's way, which is to have a bottle of rum before I come to work.
Rugby 360.
We're all looking
forward. Some people think that's true. Be very careful.
Marto, I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to think and think about it because this is one of those situations where, you know, what's it called when you're at the top of a tree and people are trying to knock you off
Apex.
Constantly? There can only be one, like Highlander, something like that, right?
Djokovic.
Yeah. It's like a ranking system. I have the number one bludgiest job in Brisbane, or in actually the world.
But number one.
Yeah. And if anyone can knock me off my perch, what is the bludgiest job? Maybe you've had it. Maybe you know had a mate that had it. Maybe you've seen it in action. Do you want to throw one up before I trump everything you've got?
I'm thinking I went somewhere. Where did I go the other night? There was a concert. I had to speak at something and the band was about 70 years old. And there was a guy and all the crowd were in their 50s, 60s, 70s. All right. Mm-hmm. And there was security there. Bludgiest.
You're close. You're close.
Oh, am I?
You're very close, and I'm surprised you got so close.
Well, I lived it last Friday night. I saw it, and it was in Toowoomba. Like, what trouble was going to break out?
The bludgiest job in the world is overnight security guard inside a shopping centre.
There's nobody in there, is there?
I did some work the other night in a shopping centre that was closed. It was me and Matt Cooper and Stevie J.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the footy guys.
Yeah.
And there were two blokes that were walking around securing closed shops.
I know you couldn't have helped yourself. You would have wanted to talk to them, did you?
Spoke to one of them.
Yeah,
and
of course you did.
I said, what's going on? And he said, not much. Which I thought was an overstatement. Can you beat that? 133353. Even if, maybe, you know what, maybe there's just other bludge jobs that I don't know about.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I used to have one for Triple M when I used to drive the cars for Triple M. And we used to make sure.
Don't write yourself off.
Well, we used to make sure that the crosses were so far, were so close to each other that in the time in between that we could sleep.
Yeah, but you had to give out icy cold cans of Coke and Who magazines. Like, you were busy. When it was on, it was on.
That's true.
Well, that security guard you talked about, he ain't ever on. Unless a ram raid.
Oh, yeah, what's he going to do? What's he going to flash a torch at them?
Matt from Ipswich, you want to throw something in? You know a bit about shopping centre security.
Yeah, mate. I was doing some work one night, shopping centre out this way. And security mates of the night, they were driving their remote-controlled cars through the car park.
Oh, my God.
That is what I'm talking about. Yep. Josh is from McDowell. Josh, bludgy job. Who had it? What was it?
Yeah, g'day. My wife, when she was training to be a nurse, she used to be able to pick up these shifts at a big public hospital.
Yeah.
I won't say which one.
No.
But she was there. If they needed sort of any more care, she'd be there. But most of the time, they would sleep. Like, literally, she had shifts where they would sleep the whole 8 hours, so she would just watch them.
She was watching people sleep.
Confirm. She probably had to tick a box every hour, still asleep.
Yep. Yeah, I literally don't think she had to do anything but just sort of watch them if they needed anything, but most of the time they were asleep. Oh,
do you know what? If my wife did that job, she could still get an hour about what happened at work about when she got home. Okay. Carrie Ann.
Yeah, hello, Carrie Ann. What job was it?
I used to watch a switchboard on Hamilton Island. So I used to watch three lights for 8 hours and that was it.
Hang on, but what happened? Why? What would happen?
Well, nothing, because there were never any fires, there were never any septic tank overloads, and the emergency lighting always worked. So
are you ahead of emergency control?
No. Oh, that sounds glamorous. No, yeah. I used to sit in a back office watching three lights.
Watching three. What was the interview for the job, Carrie Ann? Did they say, can you count? How many lights are there, Carrie Ann? Three.
No. I was there as something else, but I used to pick up these extra shifts just watching the lights.
That is
for overtime.
Great. Well done. Well done, Carrie Ann.
Okay. Hey, Trent from Jim Boomba, what was your job, mate?
Oh, boys, mate.
Bludge.
A few years ago, I took off the grafting and I was working in the abattoirs down there.
Yeah,
and
hard.
I had to sit in this little hook room and just put hooks on the chain all day.
That was it?
That was it, mate.
Did you have any lights you had to watch?
No lights, mate. I wasn't as lucky as the other lady, but just put hooks on the chain.
Yeah, how did you make time pass, though? Sometimes bludgy jobs can get dull. That's why the security guards were racing their remote control cars. What did you do to make the time pass a bit quicker?
Mate, to be truthful, I can't really remember, but it was a shocker.
Yeah, I think so.
But I love this, the lifeguards at Rio Olympics.
Those guys that sat there with the world's premier swimmers and they were skinny little Rio kids.
Yeah, that's good. That's, and thanks to the 15 people we're not putting to air that said the Prime Minister. That's always a good. Okay, Marta, I've got a question for you. Is this progress? I saw this on the early news, the 4 o'clock, where they do sort of more, I don't know, not... They got less topical stuff, you know what I mean? Like, they got a few more. They got to fill it out a bit more.
Yeah, there's normally a dog on a skateboard.
Yeah. This we love technology. It's making all of our lives better.
Isn't it?
Is this progress? Have a listen to this.
Breakfast at fast food giant Hungry Jack's is about to get faster with the introduction of special drive-through e-tags.
Drive-through e-tags?
Yeah. So you got your e-tag for the tunnels, and now you got your Hungry Jack's e-tag.
Oh, imagine if you got them mixed up.
And what it means is...
Imagine if you went through the tunnel and some burgers just started coming out onto your windscreen. All right, sorry.
Here's some more information.
Known as Brekkie Tag, customers can use it to pre-register their favourite meal, then simply drive through and collect it. However, it's only being trialled at one location up in central New South Wales.
So you don't even have to push the button. Whopper, what can I get? Good morning, welcome to Hungry Jack's, what can I get you?
Oh, how embarrassing is it? No, I said 8 hash browns. Yeah, when you got to yell at that box.
Is that progress?
It's the thin edge of the wedge. That's what
I think
it is.
It's just
this
about
is how
time.
These things start.
I think it's about time that Hungry Jack's just invented a funnel. You drive up to a window, you stick your mouth into the funnel, and they shove the food in, and you keep driving.
Oh, why do you need to leave the road? Why do we even have T2 and T3 lanes just to have an HJ lane if you're driving in that? They'll just hand it out. Like in a fun run, you know how you grab your drink of water, you don't have to slow down. Just slow down a little bit, grab it, and off you
grab
go.
Grab a Whopper, keep going.
Oh, God. Jesus.
The Bullets are back. Can't get to the game? Download the NBL TV app to watch your Brisbane Bullets live and free.
Yeah, Gold Coast 600 on this weekend. The supercars come to the Canyon of Surfers Paradise. And with us now, we got the youngest person to ever drive a V8 supercar. He drives for Wilson Security Racing, and he's one of the only Kiwis who will admit that the Wallabies are probably going to win this morning. Good morning, Scott McLaughlin, this weekend. Good morning, Scott McLaughlin.
Hey, mate, how are you? I don't know if I can promise that, but we'll see how we go. Yeah.
Mate, what I do want to know, can you remind everyone what happened in Bathurst? Just did that Forest elbow when you got a little nudge. In your mind and eyes, what occurred?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty highly publicised, but obviously when I made a little mistake coming out of Forest Elbow to Conrod Strait. At that point, I was saving a lot of fuel, trying to, obviously, in the lead of the biggest motor race of the year, just trying to get to the end, trying to hold them off as much as I could. And then Jamie made a move down into the chase, move that was, I presented it itself. I probably should have blocked a bit better in hindsight, but it's a wonderful thing. He locked his rears and sort of spared into me. I went across the grass and then came back on, and it was just a massive cluster. And we all came together, meet myself and Tander, and we both went off. Jamie got penalised a bit after that race, so he actually crossed the line first, but he was penalised.
Don't worry about telling Marto's.
Yeah,
Marto has been championing the cause of you and Mr. Wincup for the last seven days.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, Scotty, I haven't seen someone go off the track, go through grass and rejoin a race like that since Mario Kart. It was one of the great manoeuvres.
I'm young. I've played that game, so I knew how to do it.
That's the shortcut. That's one of the classic shortcuts. I've seen this before. He's going to throw a green shell at them in a minute.
The bananas were thrown out the back of the race working the street.
Scott, were you going to finish the race? Did you have enough fuel?
Yeah.
We definitely had enough fuel. A safety car would have been nicer, a lot easier for me to battle harder. But I was a sitting duck for the guys behind me because they had more fuel than me and could use more throttle. But I was a bit I was definitely just trying to hold them off as much as I could. Sure. I just had to block in two spots. But
hey, supercar driver, what do the drivers feel about the Gold Coast course? Because Marto and I, we watch it every year, and we always say the same thing to each other the day after it finishes is, great stuff, great spectacle, we love all the entertainment, we love the whole thing, we love that it's here. But we wouldn't mind just a little bit more, like an area to do some bit more passing, you know?
Yeah, it's the street circuits are always tough. Your brakes get hot. It's very hard to follow a car over the curbs and stuff without damaging your car, because just to commit without seeing all the apexes is very hard. But look, you'd love for it to be more overtaking, but I think Viet Supercars will get that up and running. And this year, it's probably been the best year for everyone. So, we'll see this weekend. I think it'll be a cracker race.
Well, what do you think about Ed and I? We had the suggestion that when you're down the Surfers Paradise, the Cavill Avenue end, and you head up along the Esplanade towards SeaWorld and then come back around, what about heading down to the beach where you do have, you can go 12 cars wide and give yourself an opportunity? We'll just lay some fake grass or something like that. Would that work?
Yeah, I reckon it would just be a massive shunt.
That's what we want. We love that.
Yeah, I know. Everyone loves that. But it just, I think, it's got merit, but I think it's always hard to, keep everything safe, not only for the teams as well as the drivers, but also, give the fans something massive too.
It's going to be massive. Gold Coast 600, it's coming up this weekend. Right, Scotty, we've got to let you go. Anything before we go, buddy?
No, thanks, boys. Mum always told me not to come off any empty-handed, so I've got a couple of tickets for your listeners. Obviously, you can draw them out and work out the best ones that can come to the race.
You're our favourite Kiwi today.
Thanks, mate. That's big coming from you.
These big coming from him. Scotty McLaughlin from Wilson Security Racing GRM Volvo. Best of luck to you, buddy. Marto, this year we've been doing our Lend a Hands, where we get with new through our contacts and through people that listen to us and through all the people that you know that... If people reach out to us and say, hey, here's something that they are doing in the community to help somebody else, we've been able to jump on and help them do that. And it's been great. We've had such a great response from people and so many nice things coming through. And then you got a text the other day and you said, hey, this is something that we should pay attention to.
I'll read it out. Hi, mate. It's Damo from Deception Bay. I'm wondering if you and Ed could do a lend a hand for a 10-year-old boy who's doing it real tough. Now, he goes on to say he plays league at the Narangba Rangers with one of my young blokes. Anything you guys could do would be great, Damo. So there's a few other details there, but he's got on the line now, Ed.
G'day, Damo.
Hey, Ed. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Nice to have you with us. So you sent Marto a text. Tell us a little bit more about what you'd like us to lend a hand with.
Yeah, look, I mean, recently, I guess there was a tragic accident that involved a friend of ours, and it's left it's left the family fairly distraught and in a bit of a financial mess. And it turns out that they're not even going to be able to keep their white goods or their basic electrical appliances that we all depend on to get us through from day to day.
Yep.
So you told me, mate, his dad died in the accident, yeah?
Yeah, mate, there was an accident in Kalanga about 3 weeks ago, and Troy was on a motorcycle, and unfortunately he lost his life as a result of the accident. So what we're left with is his three beautiful kids under the age of 10. And
oh, there's three boys. Is there three kids?
Yeah, mate, yeah, there's two boys and one gorgeous little girl.
Okay.
And all quite young, and just a real tragedy because they're a real working class, soul of the earth, give you the shirt off their back type of family. So,
and Damo, what is the name of the mother of the children that you were getting in touch with us on behalf of?
Oh, Alison. We all call her Ali.
Ali. Okay.
Marto,
Ali is on the line as well. Hi, Ali.
Hi.
Well, when Marto read out the text from Damo to me, and to our producers, we immediately thought, "Yeah, this is something we'd love to try and lend a hand if we can." So, first things first, thanks for coming on today and letting us get in touch via Damo.
Yep.
We can't bring him back. We just want to give you a hand. I know a lot of Brisbane will be able to. We can help you with what you need, Ali. Can you tell us? Is there something? And I know it's tough. In terms of swallowing your pride and you want to do it all on your own, but we can give you a hand. What do you need, like, in an immediate sense?
Yeah, so definitely some white good stuff, as I'll have to give it all back shortly. Yeah.
What are we talking, Ali? What type of stuff? So, like, fridge, washing machine, that type of thing?
Yeah, it's a fridge, a washing machine, a TV, and the kids' PlayStation.
I bet you need that to keep their minds off the emptiness at the moment.
Yes, they've been playing it constantly.
Oh. Okay, all right. Well, you know, Ali, nice to speak to you. Thanks very much for coming on. Damo, thank you for getting in touch with us. This is what we're trying to be doing all year, and we're sure...
It's about communities helping their people within them, their flock, et cetera. You know, you've just heard what Ali needs. Anything can lift their spirits and make them feel better. Guys, we're about to give it a go now. We'll see how we do, and we'll get back to you.
Damo and Ali, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tim from Waterford, from Emmett Builders. Good morning, Tim.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, thanks for giving us a call, mate. What do you reckon?
Well, I've got three kids of my own, and I actually ride a Harley, so I can relate to the story. So, yeah. I think us, the guys at Emmett Builders and myself, would donate a washing machine, yeah.
Oh, that's great,
mate.
Tim.
That's fabulous. So, Emmett Builders, new or renos, what do you do?
We do basically Hungry Jack stores, commercial work, and townhouse developments.
Mate, jeez, you've got a heart. Well done, mate.
Thanks, Tim. Thank you to Emmett Builders. That's great. So there's a washing machine taken care of. That's great. Here's Jack from North Lakes. G'day, Jack. What would you like to do?
Guys, I know it's not a white good, but we'd like to help out with Brisbane Cool and Garden by giving us 6 months free lawn mowing.
See, that's a help, Jack. Those brilliant jobs, that's something that mum doesn't have to do, you know, while the three kids are, you know, dealing with them and getting a life back on track. So Brisbane Pool and Garden Centre, Jack, thanks so much for that.
Thanks,
mate. We appreciate
it. Great thought, Jack. You got a heart. And what about Peter from Tambourine? What have you got? Have you got anything you can help with, mate?
Yeah, buddy. Top of the morning to you fellas. I'd love to try and help. I'd get a TV for him if that's okay.
Oh, Pete, that's fantastic, Pete. And I feel like we've spoken to you before, Pete.
Yeah, I was a winner of a meat tray and won tickets. So yeah, I'm feeling lucky.
good one,
Pete. That's so kind of you to call up. Thanks so much. So, Pete, thank you to Tim from Emmett Builders and Brisbane Pool and Garden Centre, and Pete from Tambourine, who's lending a hand.
Buggery, can we just? We don't even need to ask the boss. Listen, can we hear a Triple M? I feel pretty strongly about it. Can we get things right? Can we buy a brand new fridge for them, for Alison's family?
Yeah, of course we can.
Done.
We can do that.
Yeah. Get a, mate, I'm looking at a brochure now. Get a high-sense stainless steel refrigerator that's got plenty of room for all the families, for everything.
Excellent work.
Brendan rang. He doesn't want to go to air, but he works for a gaming company, and they've generously donated not only a new PlayStation 4 for the kids, and that was to get their minds off everything bad in their life at the moment, but also a brand new racing simulator. Oh, yeah,
that's a bit overwhelmed. Thanks so much. Thanks, keep Brendan. Your calls coming in if there's anything that you think you can help with. 1-333-53. We've had offers of helping out with lawn, dealing with the lawns as well. We appreciate that. And Kate from Dreamworld's on the line. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Ed. How are you going?
I'm good, and we love Dreamworld. You know,
you're going to donate a tiger, are you, Kate?
Well, I can give that a go, but I think, and I was just listening before, and whilst everyone loves a PlayStation, I think the kids might enjoy a visit down here, and we'll put on a special day for them so they can have a day out at Dreamworld, all of them, and see the tigers. I don't know if I can let them take one home, but obviously with all the thrill rides, Whitewater World here as well, we'll make it special for them.
Oh, good on you, Kate. Good. We love Dreamworld. We always appreciate hearing from you. It is an absolute ripper. We love. Remember, Marta, last time we went, we got caught on those racing simulators. That took most of the day.
The V8s. Kate, you've got an amazing place. We all know that. You are our number one attraction in Southeast Queensland, and thank you. You're a listener, aren't you, Kate?
I sure am, Marta, yeah.
Anytime, give away anything, because we all love Dreamworld. Thank you.
Love Dreamworld. Thanks so much, Kate. Not only we did need white goods, but we've seen as though we've been able to hopefully provide this family with so much more than that. And once again, thanks to Damo, who just said, you know what, I'll send Marto a text. I know a family that's doing us a bit tough.
Yeah, Damo was the one that got this underway. Hey, mate, we've also got Leslie from Eaton's Hill. And is it Posi Cut? Oh, you know, Posi Cut Concrete Flooring. They do all the cutting and drilling. They want to donate a $200 Mr. Toy World voucher for the kids' Christmas presents.
Oh, good people.
If you get in touch with us on the internet, you can do that as well at Triple M Brisbane Facebook page.
The Bullets are back. Can't get to the game? Download the MBL TV app to watch your Brisbane Bullets live and free.